Pontius Pilate is often viewed in a positive light, especially in comparison to the Jewish leaders. The Jewish leaders were bloodthirsty. They're going to get crucifixion one way or another. Pilate is much cooler in all of his interactions. He tries to get Jesus released. Thus, he can appear to be better and kinder to Jesus than the Jewish authorities. I, however, do not think that Pilate is better than the Jewish authorities. If I were to judge, I would say that he's worse. In my opinion, there is hardly anything worse than despising. To despise means that you simply can't be bothered enough to get worked up. The matter is so unimportant that there's no reason to care. It seems to me that Pilate despises Jesus. He thinks Jesus is nuts. He thinks Jesus is wasting his life. The types of things that were important to Pilate were roads, armies, money, the welfare of the nation. He was the Roman governor. He was an important man with important things to do. He's annoyed that these Jews are making him decide about something that he doesn't even begin to care about. You can see this in his interactions with Jesus and the Jews. Let me bring to your attention again something that we heard last week. Jesus was in an exchange with Pilate over whether he is the king of the Jews. Jesus says, "I am, as you say, a king. For this reason I was born. And for this reason I came into the world, to testify the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Why was Jesus born? Why did he come into the world? It was to testify the truth. How could Jesus more strongly amplify the importance of the truth? I don't know what other words he could have used. But then Pilate sneeringly responds, "What is truth?" Pilate might have just as well rolled his eyes. He might as well have said, "What a waste of my time. I've got better things to do." To me, this has to be about the worst reaction that a person can have. I think it is far more respectful to listen to Jesus and get angry at him, like the Jewish authorities were angry at him, than to sweep him away the way Pilate did. Jesus is either the best thing that has ever happened to this world, or he is among the worst things that has ever happened. To believe that he is indifferent is to refuse to listen to what he says. Jesus says that he is the truth. If he is the truth, then blessed are those who believe in him. If he is not the truth, then he's a charlatan, a misleader, a distraction, a truly evil and parasitic force that has unnecessarily been holding back the human race. It seems to me that it is better to be either a disciple or an enemy of Jesus. Those who sit on the fence cannot be bothered to investigate. What does Jesus say? Although those who sit on the fence see themselves as neutral, there is no neutrality when it comes to Jesus. He himself says, "Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters." This puts all those people, including Pontius Pilate, who want to be more or less polite concerning Jesus, but do not want to believe in him, against him. This is how it has to be if Jesus is, in fact, the truth as he claims. Jesus being the truth involves the biggest and most important questions of life. If Jesus is the truth, then our greatest problem as human beings is sin. Our greatest problem is not that we have not yet accumulated enough money or know-how or willpower. Our greatest problem is that we are rebels against God and his commandments. The greatest of God's commandments is that we should love him with our whole being, and that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. But we are revolutionaries. We do not submit to him. We only want to do what we want to do. Furthermore, contrary to what is popularly believed, we're corrupt and rotten. Everything we touch decays. Nothing we build lasts. The great pyramids of Egypt are probably the best we've ever done, but even they are wearing down year after year. Every generation that gets born is sinful. We've never been able to get rid of meanness, lust, greed. Everyone only seeks his or her own advantage. Everyone lies. Our souls have leprosy. We're rotten all the way down to the core. But if Jesus is the truth, then this changes everything. If Jesus is the truth, then the very reason why he was born, the very reason why he came into this world was to set us free from our slavery to sin, from our slavery to death and rottenness, and our slavery from the devil and all the other powerful forces that do not want us to be free to love and to be like God. Jesus came to die on the cross and rise from the dead to make a new beginning. The new beginning is brought about by wiping the slate clean. Jesus brings about atonement, forgiveness, the justification of all people by his one great sacrifice on the cross. Paul says in Romans chapter 3, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." All have fallen short of the glory of God. All have been justified by the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And again, Paul says, God shows his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. That's God's truth and that's God's plan. He shows his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. The great truth that is above all other truths is that God has made a new beginning in Jesus. By death and by resurrection, the human race is to be brought into something different. We are to be given a new heart and a new spirit, like Ezekiel says. Instead of ignoring God, we are to know him. Jesus says, "This is eternal life, that we know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent." The best and most important thing in life is not that we should be healthy, wealthy, and wise. The best and most important thing is that we should know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. The glory of Jesus is like the sun. At night, when the sun's not there, you can see the moon and the stars. These glories of the night are like all the many otherwise glorious truths that we can know and discover about life. It's good to know truths about life. These are beautiful in their own right, and they should not be despised. But when the sun rises, the glory of the sun is such that these other things that otherwise have glory end up having no glory at all. The truth of Jesus outstrips all other truth. Those who are in Jesus are new creations. I suppose a person can love the sun or hate the sun. A person can love the day or a person can love the night. What a person cannot do is make the sun into just another star. Jesus cannot be just one more truth alongside other truths. If someone wants to make Jesus into just another truth alongside other truths, like one star alongside other stars, then that person is not actually dealing with Jesus and with what Jesus has said. They're not taking Jesus seriously. Because what Jesus says is that he changes everything. If a person listens to Jesus, it is clear that he himself says, "I am truth." It's like going from night to day. To pretend that he's just one isolated part of our lives is to say that he's a liar. Even though we might maintain the appearance of politeness and reasonability, like Pilate. There is no more fundamental and important question than this one. What do you think of Jesus? You can love him or you can hate him. To be indifferent to him is the worst. It is to despise him utterly. Because his words won't allow anyone who listens to him to be neutral toward him. Either he changes everything, or he's a charlatan who is wasting people's time and resources. It's frightful to think of how much Jesus is despised, even by those who see themselves as Christians, like we do. Pilate was annoyed that he had to deal with this ridiculous matter because he had better things he could be doing with his time. Isn't it frightful to consider how we act toward Jesus? We do not think of him as the one who changes everything. We do not treat him as the sun, whose glory blots out the glory of everything else. We must therefore take in hand the truth. God's salvation is not of those who are righteous, but of those who are sinners. I can't understand why God should put up with human beings, when even those who want to be good end up doing so poorly. But the truth is God's, and God wants to save sinners. He isn't waiting around for our permission or our cooperation. He just went and did it. He went and did it with the atonement by the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. God would have sinful human beings enter into the glorious sunshine of eternal life that outstrips everything else. I cannot understand this, why God should want to do such a thing, but it's his truth and not mine. This is the truth, whether you like it or not. The peace of God that transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.